Hello, and welcome back to SaaS Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Brian and Mary, and this is episode 169.
And it's almost Thanksgiving. So this week is all Thanksgiving themed and Thanksgiving weekend themed stories. But first, we'll give you a weekend update. We last recorded a podcast on Saturday morning. So to finish off the weekend, I went to a craft fair with Braden. It was called Best of the Northwest, and there was lots of really cool things there. I didn't buy anything, but there was lots of really talented crafters and artists. And let's see, what did we do on Sunday? Did we do anything, Brian?
Honestly, Mary, I have a terrible memory. I can't tell you if I left.
I don't think we did anything. It was like raining off and on.
Oh, it's been raining this entire week. It's been horrible. Like
not the whole week.
Okay, well, at least the first half of the week. First half of the week, yeah. It's been pretty rainy. In fact, this might have been a little bit in the last week, but this is an interesting story. When I got off from work one of these days, it was like, you know, it's dark and it's rainy, and literally it was so windy that someone fell over. Like, I was just standing waiting for my bus, and I had to like brace myself because it was so windy. But this I think it was an old lady. I wasn't that close to them, but across the street I saw them. Just the wind gust came by, and they moved about 5 feet in one direction. So it was very scary. It was a lot of wind.
And you'll be going home to Texas for Thanksgiving. So, you know,
yes, I'm excited to see my family. I have all of next week off on vacation days. This is why you save your vacation days till the end of the year. Now I get to really cash out and enjoy life, basically. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't enjoy life in Seattle. I get to see my family, though. So I'm really excited to see that.
Yeah.
How about you, Mary? Do you have any Thanksgiving plans or any interesting things happened to you this week?
Well, I got promoted at work, so I've been really busy with that. But I've been learning a lot of thanks. You already knew that, though.
Just I've congratulated you officially from
on
a
the
podcast
on the record. You're
yeah, on the record.
Congratulating me.
Yes.
So I've been busy with that, and I'm excited for Thanksgiving next week. Last year we did it over Zoom with some of my family, and then my parents and I and Chip had Thanksgiving ourselves. So we're going to go back to more normal. Everyone's vaccinated, so we can gather again, have a more normal holiday season, and I'm looking forward to it. And speaking of that, actually, this year's Thanksgiving is going to cost Americans 14% more.
Yes.
Hope you've been saving your money.
Yeah. Yeah, so according to a new survey from the American Farm Bureau Federation, a dinner for a family of 10 will cost an average of $53.31, which is up $6.41 from last year's average, which is $46.90. And then the previous year was down 4% in 2019, which was the lowest in 10 years, probably due to the pandemic. Nobody actually.
Well, there's just been so many like disruptions of supply chain and difficulty of getting supplies.
Yeah. So there's been inflationary pressure throughout the economy. There's been supply chain disruptions, and basically it's very hard to predict the global demand for meat. That's basically what the American Farm Bureau analysis basically says, that it's hard to predict who's actually buying meat and how many people are going to be doing that. The biggest item, of course, during Thanksgiving is the turkey, which is up 24% since last year. So that's quite the jump in prices.
Okay, but they say that grocery stores actually started advertising lower prices later than usual this year. So like, for example, if you're shopping for turkey during November 5th through 11th, you could have paid 18% more than the following week, November 12th through 18th, according to this whole article, American Farm Bureau. They said that shoppers could still find affordable turkeys, but it was more difficult to find them.
See, I have not purchased a turkey for myself ever, Mary. So I don't even know what an affordable turkey is.
I mean,
like when I'm buying a turkey for the first time, I'm just going to be like, yep, That's a turkey, and I'll probably get ripped off so badly. But you know, I guess it's a learning experience. But
they also said that, you know, the turkey saw the sharpest increase in price, but then that was followed by pie crusts, which are up 20%. Dinner rolls are up 15% at $3.05 for a dozen, which does seem kind of expensive. And then stuffing is the only item that fell in price, down 19% from the year prior to $2.29.
Well, stuffing is just bread, so that makes sense.
But I mean, why are rolls going up but stuffing's going down? It's all bread.
That is true. The economy does not make sense, Mary. But yes, the U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates that Americans will spend closer to about 5% more on their Thanksgiving meal this year. So that, you know, it's going to cost more.
This data is accurate because this is the 36th year that the American Farm Bureau Federation survey has been conducted. So they have been tracking. I wonder what other surveys they do, but they've been tracking Thanksgiving for 36 years. So they know what's up.
Yes, yes. So they have a very long history of, you know, they following these trends. And, you know, the way that I would suggest basically saving money is, you know, having group dinners, right? I think that's what people do during Thanksgiving anyways. But, you know, that's just a good way to save money if you want to get around, you know, the inflation of all of everything, basically. But except for stuffing, of course.
With stuffing because it's going to be the cheapest.
Yes, yes. If you overbuy stuffing and underbuy turkeys, then you might actually be getting ahead. Yeah, there you go.
You're like, we're just going to forego the turkey this year and just only eat stuffing.
Yes.
I do like stuffing, but not instead of turkey.
Yeah. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish,
Mary? Well, I mean, I'd like the turkey, obviously, but I also like the mashed potatoes and the stuffing, mostly because those are not items that I have any other day of the year, really. So
that is true.
How about you?
I would have to say the green bean casserole.
Oh yeah, that's good too.
That's because, you know, you're like pretending that it's healthy, right? Mm-hmm. Green beans.
Oh, green beans, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then of course the cranberry, cranberry sauce or cranberries or any cranberry, whatever. Yeah, because, you know, I've never had that at any other time during the year, like you mentioned, and it's unique. Pumpkin pie is also coming around the corner. Those are good.
See, I don't like pumpkin pie.
Oh, get out. That's awful, Barry.
Sorry. I don't really like pumpkin anything. So everyone's, you know, freaking out over pumpkin spice lattes and pumpkin everything. And I'm just like, eh. I'm more of a peppermint person, but that doesn't come until December.
Yeah, we can't speak of peppermint until at least the end of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So we're going to go over some interesting facts that we found about Thanksgiving. I feel like we do this every year around this time for the podcast, but these, I think we found some different ones than we've done in the past. At least I didn't remember them.
Yes, it's our job to educate you guys.
Well, educating along ourselves.
With entertaining you guys.
And if you, know, if you have the time, you can go back and listen to our past podcast to find even more Thanksgiving facts if you wish to. But
exactly.
Anyways, go ahead, Brian, with the first one.
My first fact was Thanksgiving was actually a 3-day affair. Most people celebrate Thanksgiving as, you know, Thanksgiving Day itself, and then maybe Black Friday, if you want to count that as part of the holiday. So that would be two. But the original pilgrims went all out in November 1621. The settlers' first corn harvest proved so successful that Governor William Bradford reportedly invited the Plymouth colonists' Native American allies to enjoy the fruits of their labor for an additional 2 days. So that's interesting. So, you know, if we were really celebrating Thanksgiving the way it should be, we should be getting 3 days off just to eat food on all 3 days. And I totally, if I run for office.
Well, you have all next week off, so.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's true. But I'm using my vacation days, Mary. This should be federal holidays. Well,
you're only using 3 vacation days. Another 2 are off, so.
Okay, fine. But I can still ask for this. Okay. But yes, that is my fact. It is originally 3 days and not just, you know, the one that we celebrate today.
For my first fact, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade hosts the world's largest inflatable parade. The first parade actually didn't include any balloons at all. But in 2001, the parade celebrated its 75th anniversary and flaunted its signature crowd pleasers with 30 larger than life inflatable characters. And there's probably even more by now, but now they are the world's largest inflatable parade, and that's something that they're very proud of, apparently.
Yep, everyone loves balloons. My next fact is Thomas Jefferson refused to declare Thanksgiving a holiday. Now, presidents originally had to declare Thanksgiving a holiday every year up until Lincoln eventually made it a national holiday. However, Jefferson refused to recognize the event because he believed so firmly in the separation of church and state. And since traditionally the beginning of Thanksgiving began with prayer and reflection, he thought designating it as a national holiday would violate the First Amendment. You know, it's always nice to see people care about the First Amendment, but he thought it was also better suited as a state holiday and not a federal holiday. So yeah, that's interesting. I am not as religious as most people, so I do not start with a prayer, but so you could celebrate Thanksgiving just as well and without praying before the meal. And it's just, you know, you just say what you're thankful for. That's basically what my family does.
Yeah. Black Friday is the busiest day of the year for plumbers. That's a very sharp turn into a different direction of Thanksgiving facts here. But thanks to all that food that we gobble up on Thanksgiving, and house guests stressing out the plumbing system, Roto-Rooter reports that kitchen drains, garbage disposals, and yes, toilets require more attention the day after Thanksgiving than any other day of the year.
Oh, Mary, so, I had to find that fact.
You found this article.
That is true, but you picked that fact.
I thought it was interesting.
That is a very worthy fact. That is true. So get your plumber's number on speed dial, people. yes. So this next fact is actually very interesting. So the woman behind Mary, who had a little lamb, right? Mm-hmm. She didn't have a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, is also responsible for Thanksgiving's recognition as a national holiday. So we can thank her for that. Writer and editor Sarah Hale convinced President Abraham Lincoln to officially declare Thanksgiving as a national holiday after 3 decades of persistent lobbying. I wonder what that means. Like, was she just nagging him like every day to make Thanksgiving a national holiday?
If so, then she really has had an impact on American history.
Yes, yes.
She married her little lamb and Thanksgiving. That's, I don't know why we haven't learned about her before.
Yes, apparently she also went on to do other things. She founded the American Ladies Magazine, which promoted women's issues long before suffrage became, in the forefront. And she wrote, she wrote articles advocating for Thanksgiving to become a national holiday to help unify the northern and southern states during basically the Civil War. So we can thank her for a lot, but primarily our national holiday being Thanksgiving.
And Mary Had a Little Lamb.
I know. I don't know if you're fond of that. You probably hear that song too much because your name is
Mary. Well, I don't listen to it on my own, but yeah, I have heard that in the past, like in elementary school, but yeah. Americans eat an estimated 50 million pumpkin pies on Thanksgiving. Some of us consider pumpkin pie a vehicle for whipped topping and could take it or leave it. That's me. If you'd also rather leave your pumpkins for Halloween and dig into another Thanksgiving dessert, you're not alone. According to the American Pie Council, there's so many councils, federations. More Americans prefer apple pie. That's me. Overall, pumpkin pie only comes in second place.
Okay. Okay. You know, honestly, I don't even know what my ranking is. It'd probably be pumpkin, pecan, and cherry pie. They're all tied for first because I just love pies, Mary.
I like apple pie and peanut butter pie.
Oh, did I forget apple? I think I did. Okay, yeah, apple. Honestly, all the pies are no chocolate pie. Any other non-chocolate pie? Chocolate pie could be second.
I just like chocolate, so.
Oh, I don't know what's wrong with you, but it's okay. It's okay, Mary. Not everyone could be perfect.
Okay.
All right. So next up, we have Americans prepare 46 million turkeys for Thanksgiving each year. Thanksgiving without a turkey would be like Christmas without a tree. So most American families wouldn't dream of foregoing the almighty bird. While not popular for the rest of the year, the turkey is a huge hit for the holidays. And on Christmas, an additional 22 million families have turkeys as well. But 46 million for Thanksgiving specifically. So that is the number right there.
Most Americans prefer Thanksgiving leftovers to the actual meal. Actually, almost 8 in 10 Americans agree that the second helpings of stuffing, mashed potatoes, and of course pie beat out the big dinner itself, according to a 2015 Harris poll. Many people like to craft creative leftover concoctions out of what doesn't get eaten, or they just head back for seconds. And then if you find yourself raiding the fridge, you are in good company with other Americans.
That's good. That's good. I remember like the week after Thanksgiving, just having like a week's worth of turkey sandwiches, basically. Mm-hmm. It was so good. I don't know. Do you remember like having like leftovers, Marriott, or do you usually
we usually went to my aunt and uncle's house, and I don't think we've really hosted very often. So we never really had the leftovers too often. But
gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
But sometimes you had leftover turkey.
There you go. Okay. So next up, my final fact will be runners at the Dallas Turkey Trot set the world record by dressing up as turkeys. Now, I didn't know what a turkey trot was, but
I've never done one, but I know what it is.
Yeah. So not only are turkey trots one of the more fun, unique Thanksgiving traditions, but they offer runners the unique ability to dress in fun costumes commemorating the day. On Thanksgiving Day, 2011, runners at the YMCA Turkey Trot in Dallas, Texas, dressed up in droves and set the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people dressed as turkeys. And that number would be 661 people came, you know, dressed up in their finest feathery little turkey costume. So you see 661 people running around, or trotting around, I should say, as a turkey. That's quite the sight to see.
Well, my last fact is also about turkey trots, actually, and America's first turkey trot took place more than a century ago. And it was actually hosted at the YMCA in Buffalo, New York, and just 6 people were running, although only 4 of them made it to the finish line. One runner dropped out when his late breakfast refused to keep in its proper place.
Ew.
That's a quote. And then another simply excused himself after 2 miles.
That's something I would do. I'd be like, okay, I'm done.
Turkey trots are now a much bigger deal. In 2018, more than 1 million people were slated to finish one giant Thanksgiving race, around 1,000 turkey trots taking place around the country. So
those are some interesting facts right there.
They are. Did you know the American Heart Association recommends 150 active minutes each week to help with heart health? What if you could earn rewards just for being healthy? That's where Paceline comes in. Paceline is a free app that gives you rewards for exercising 150 minutes per week. Keep up a weekly streak and get even more rewards. Every week of your streak, the rewards vary. You can choose from gift cards from Amazon, Starbucks, Target, and more, to discounts for products or services, and even donations to charitable organizations. Join me on Paceline. To get started, download the free Paceline app, connect it to your activity tracker, and use our referral code SSSPOD to start earning rewards just for being healthy. Now we're going to go on to the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. I've noticed, though, that I feel like we used to see on TV like people getting trampled at the mall and stuff. And now that Cyber Monday and online shopping and all that is a bigger deal, I feel like Black Friday, like door stoppers or whatever they're called, are not as big of a deal. I know there's really good deals on Black Friday that you don't see the rest of the year, but I don't know if Black Friday, I think it's like from Black Friday to Cyber Monday when people are just shopping all weekend long now, mostly online. I mean, especially because of COVID last year, but.
Oh yeah. 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 I'm sure we'll see some video of someone, you know, fighting over a onesie, yeah, or trampling over someone for like, I don't know, candles or something. And
it's actually not recognized as an official US holiday, but many employees have the day off anyway.
Really? Except, I didn't know that.
That's except for those working in retail, obviously. Yeah, those
poor people.
So actually Black Friday originated in Philadelphia in the early 1960s. Philadelphia police griped about congested streets clogged with motorists and pedestrians heading to the Army-Navy football game and looking for deals post-Thanksgiving, calling it Black Friday. According to History.com, Philly's biggest department store tried to steer away from the negative name and called it Big Friday, but the rebranding did not stick. But why is it called Black Friday? And in the retail sense, black refers to stores moving from the red to the black, back when accounting records were kept by hand in red ink, indicating a loss, and black a profit.
So they make it a profit, basically.
Yes. And ever since the start of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in 1924, the Friday after Thanksgiving has been known as the unofficial start to a bustling holiday shopping season. So, yeah. But, you know, like I said, it changed a lot last year because of COVID. And so it pushed a lot more people online and really amplified online shopping and put an end to most in-store shopping last year. And most retails opted to remain closed for the first time in a decade.
Oh, I didn't know that. This year or last year, I'm assuming.
Last year.
Yeah, last year. Yeah, it'll but be interesting.
Even more stores are, I mean, they're like, I could just, instead of paying all these employees to be in all the stores across the nation, we could probably do more sales online, you know.
I wonder, I mean, if that's what their data suggests, so that's what their data suggests. I feel like, I mean, I always thought it was kind of like lame to like, as soon as Thanksgiving's over, you just go somewhere at midnight.
Oh yeah.
Be part of a horde of people. I don't think I've ever participated in that.
I'd wake up early on Black Friday and like go to the mall with my mom, but not.
That's fine. Shopping crazy in the morning is fine. Shopping at midnight.
And also some stores, I don't know about like probably not last year either, but like some stores started opening at like 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Like, we haven't eaten dinner yet. Like,
oh yeah, that's
like, haven't even finished being thankful.
Exactly.
You have to go buy more stuff. But
exactly.
In 2020, Thanksgiving weekend, which is Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, drew 186.4 million U.S. shoppers. That was down 1.7% from 2019, when the same weekend drew 189.6 million U.S. shoppers. And 2020 was a record-breaking year for online shopping. 100 million consumers shopped online, up 8% year over year. But there was a huge drop in in-person Black Friday shopping. 58.7 million hit the stores on Black Friday, which is down 37%. Again, mostly because of COVID. But then on Thanksgiving Day, the drop for in-person shopping was even more pronounced because of retailers being closed. And foot traffic dropped 55% from 2020 versus 2019.
Huh.
Yeah. So I also found that very interesting. 2020 also sparked enthusiasm for buy online, pick up in store options, again, because of COVID, but 50% of shoppers said they plan to use curbside, contactless, pick up more than the previous year, again, for pretty obvious reasons. Last year was just kind of an odd year, so we'll see how, you know, we bounce back. We're still in the pandemic, but people weren't really vaccinated last year at this time.
That's definitely been a new thing over the pandemic. I mean, it's always been there, like the buy online, pick up in store.
I feel like that's not as much growing
definitely nowadays.
Yeah. And that way people can buy online and then just go immediately down to the store and have it ready in like a few hours instead of waiting a day or two or, you know, however long Amazon takes, which is not that long.
Yeah. And you confirm that it's there. And if it's not in the store, they can ship it to the store basically, and mm-hmm. you can pick it up. So it's nice.
Some top products in 2020, the top selling products on Thanksgiving and Black Friday were Hot Wheels, Super Mario 3D All-Stars, Animal Crossing, AirPods, Apple Watches, Lego sets, HP laptops, and Samsung and TCL 4K TVs.
Okay. I don't think I got any of that on Black Friday.
I don't think I did either. Hot Wheels. And then heading into Black Friday 2020, consumers said they were looking for deals on 50% said clothing, 39% said home goods and small appliances, 21% said toys, 20% said tablets, laptops, and PCs, 17% said TVs, and 16% said gaming consoles and video games. So okay. I don't know if I plan to do any Black Friday shopping unless I mostly will probably just be online. But how about you, Brian? Do you think you will?
No, I don't plan on going into a mall or anywhere in Texas. Yeah. But if I do see an online deal, I probably will jump on it, but I'm a happy guy. I don't feel like I need anything any.
It's not about material. Buying yourself stuff. It's for buying gifts for
right,
Christmas.
Oh, right, right. Oh, that's right.
This
that's
is why people. Bad. I mean, people do buy stuff for themselves on Black Friday, but
see, you don't understand it. This is like the kickoff. So greedy. I didn't even realize that.
You're like, I don't need anything.
Snagging things for themselves. I'm like, wow.
Which definitely happens. I'm sure people buy, you know, TVs, laptops, whatever, if they need those on Black Friday, because those are sometimes the cheapest that you'll see them all year.
Well, but if I were to be buying something on Black Friday for Christmas, that would probably be the most forethinking about Christmas gifts that I've ever had in my entire life. So I don't know if that'll happen, but if I do see something that I know someone will enjoy, I will jump on it.
But you won't even be looking. You won't even be looking at the store's deals, so you probably won't even.
No, I'll be looking for the online stuff.
But what, you don't even know what you want.
I know. If I see it, I see it. If I see something cool, I'll be like, oh, maybe my brother would like that. I will jump on that.
That's nice of you.
Yep.
I'm nice on Black Friday for me, I am most excited about watching the Gonzaga versus Duke game. Personally, that's that night. Also next week, there's the Gonzaga versus UCLA game. I believe that's on Tuesday. So two very big games.
Yes. Unfortunately, I will not be able to watch the Gonzaga versus Duke game. I will be stuck 1,000 feet in the air on a plane on my way back home from Texas. So I will be rooting for Gonzaga in spirit. I will not be able to watch them. So Mary, you'll have to carry the cheer squad for me.
Yeah, and it's during the Apple Cup too. So I really will have to cheer it on when everyone else is at the Apple Cup. But anyways, I hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving and Black Friday and all that, and we'll talk to you after Thanksgiving. Bye.